Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it just, it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome in. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out after the Bucks get a win 124-115 in a game that maybe they shouldn't have had to work as hard as they did. But joining me here tonight in studio on 105.7 FM, The Fan, former Badger, former NBA player, former Milwaukee Buck, Marcus Landry, also Milwaukee's own Marcus Landry. Marcus, appreciate you hanging out, man.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and talk some Bucks talk.
This is going to be fun, too, because we have a game tonight in which there's a lot going into the game of who's going to replace Chris Middleton's minutes, who's going to have that opportunity to kind of take over, and a game where you come in against the Chicago Bulls, you expect to be able to take care of that within three quarters. The Bucks had to do it through the entire 48 minutes tonight.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about that. I mean, you definitely have a time where guys can come in and make a statement and possibly steal some minutes and make, you know, make some noise. So I don't feel like anyone took place of that today. So, like you said, it should have been a game that they won in three quarters, not four. But they had to play four quarters in 48 minutes. So
defensively, they kind of leave a little bit to be desired tonight in shutting down the Chicago Bulls. And the Bulls shoot close to 50% in the first half. Bucks shoot 50% in that first half. And Giannis, once again, what else can you say about possibly the greatest player in the world right now, going off for 38-16
tonight. And Marcus, we were talking about it during the game as we were hanging out here in the studio getting ready for the show. These are games where you expect Giannis to be able to get maybe a little bit of a breather. That was not tonight in a game where they needed him for the entire run. 36 minutes you have to go against a team that you were clearly better than tonight.
Of course. Even with Chris Middleton out, I still think this should have been a team that they should have put away in early or later on in the third quarter, and that just didn't happen. So Giannis had to me, he had to play a lot of unnecessary minutes that he shouldn't have to have played today.
We'll talk a lot about it with you as well at 414-799-1250. You can also tweet the program at 1057FM The Fan. You can email us live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. And a huge story to be able to step up in the absence of Chris Middleton and really being able to step up across the opportunities that he's been given. Eric Bledsoe was really, really good tonight, showing up with 30 points tonight.
He did. He was the difference maker. I mean, you look at the bench, I mean, guys just didn't show up. I think, you know, their starters, you had four guys in double digits, but after that, I mean, you had 2 points, 6 points. I mean, the bench just didn't play well today, and they had an opportunity to really make a statement and look good out there.
How big do you think Eric Bledsoe and how much of a factor can he be on this team if they're going to be able to get back to the NBA Finals? Because, like, scoring the ball in the lane has really never been an issue for right. Eric Bledsoe. It's been shooting from beyond the arc that's kind of been the issue for him.
It's just been that, shooting beyond the arc. But right now he seems to be, you know, feeling himself, shooting the ball pretty well. He seems to have a lot of confidence going. I mean, to me, he's always been a confident guy, even shooting from three, even though he doesn't make them sometimes. But
he never met one he doesn't like.
Hey, well, hey, keep shooting them. Hey, a lot of, like the guys told me, if you believe you're a shooter, don't stop shooting. So I guess he believes he's won. So if he can continue to make threes like he's doing here early on, I think they'll be all right.
Are there games when, as a player like Eric Bledsoe, when you're going into a game against a Kobe White, a young first-round pick, where everybody around Bledsoe would expect him to kind of take over that game?
I think so. He has experience, and he still has something to prove. I believe he... Even though he got a contract this past year, I believe he still has a little chip on his shoulder and proving to NBA that hey, I can play.
So. And playoff time is always a different animal for Eric Bledsoe. It's been that, and like being able to get yourself ready for games like that are nights like this where you want to go in and put the foot down right away and finish the job early.
Of course, and that's why I was not impressed with the others on today, because guys like Eric Bledsoe, Giannis, they should have been able to rest, and it's going to make a difference once the playoffs come. This is a long season. It's a very long season, and those guys, they have to show up in games like this to give those guys rest so that they can finish the race.
That's Marcus Landry, former Wisconsin Badger and former Milwaukee Buck. We're going to talk a lot about Marcus's experience in pro basketball. Also talk a lot about this game with you as well at 414-799-1250. It's the city's most interactive postgame show, longest running interactive postgame show at 414-799-1250. Listen on the radio.com app in North Carolina is Justin. Justin, you're on the Fan. I'm here with Marcus Landry. What's going on, Justin?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What's up, baby? What's up, Marcus? How you doing tonight? That's pretty cool. You got Marcus Landry there, because I went to Milwaukee Rufus King High School, so I remember when him and his brother hooped for Vincent, and it would seem like it'd be a 7-point game. You blink your eyes, it'd be like an 18-point game. I could never understand how he could never beat, I guess we'll call him the Mighty Vincent tonight, but good to have him on the show with you, man. That's pretty awesome. So that's what I think, man. Out here living in North Carolina, I get to see this Kobe cat, Kobe White, play a little basketball. And I thought he was amazing last year for the Tar Heels, and what he's shown me so far this NBA season is pretty impressive. I think this Bulls team is a little bit better than what we think they are. However, I agree with you guys, though. This is a game where our guys have to rest, though. I was listening to one of the shows today on The Fan, and they were talking about how that, you know, we face some of the toughest first 10 or 11 games to start the season off. These are the games where we got to get our rest and blow these teams out. A little bit surprised. Thought we had a lot of turnovers. Those guys were really stripping the ball a lot by the Bulls, and we got to take care of the ball a little bit better. Got one question for you guys. I don't know if you saw at the end of the game. It looked like Thaddeus Young was a little bit upset with Eric Bledsoe with that dunk at the end of the game. Did you guys see that at the end of the game? Like, look like he's conversing with Giannis a little bit and a little bit of frustration. Did you see that?
No, I missed that. So Thaddeus Young went and kind of approached Giannis about the dunk that Bledsoe threw down, like you said, the last, like, minute and a half in the game?
Yeah, it looked that way to me. And, you know, the dunk was kind of, you know, with Bledsoe, I think we've all come to know that we're going to live with these kind of questionable things. Like, what the hell are you doing at times? He has those moments. But, right. You know, it's like that kid that you have, right? That's a bad kid. They have that one bad subject. They're just bad, bad, bad. But they're good in everything else. So you kind of overlook a lot of the stuff that he does. But I'm just happy we found a way to win, man. Because, you know, the only thing that's more frustrating than a tight game against the Bulls when we should have blown them out is actually catching an L to them and having all my cousins from Chicago, you know, call and text me and my uncle about that. But, you know, anyways, man, looking forward to hearing Marcus's input tonight. Baby Tosh, you always kill it. So, you know, we'll be out here in North Carolina trying to stay warm because we got Wisconsin temperatures down here today.
Wow. What are you guys dealing with down there?
I don't even want to tell you because you guys are going to laugh at me, but it's like 33. I've on like four layers right now.
You're being soft out there. Justin, we'll talk later on in the year. All right, man.
All right, guys, keep it up, man.
Justin in North Carolina at 414-799-1250. He drops off, opens up a line for you. Marcus, that's an interesting point when he's talking about, even like if that does go down, the conversations about late game situations, when you have a vet like Eric Bledsoe, you said very confident dude, sometimes they're going to do what they want.
Of course. And I didn't see that last play, but what he's talking about is kind of an unwritten rule in basketball. When the game's over, even if there's, you know, more than 24 seconds on the shot clock, take the turnover.
Dribble it down.
Yep, dribble it out, take the turnover, and you know, don't go and dunk the ball. You know, it's an unwritten rule. A lot of people won't understand it, but it's just something
for sure.
In basketball. So it holds a level of respect.
Now, one of my favorite parts, though, was Josh Hart. Did you see him a couple of weeks ago? He's dribbling out the clock, and a young rookie is standing
there.
Yeah. You can have amazing. That turnover. Yep. I'm not going to wait on that turnover on my stat sheet.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
414-799-1250. Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. It's Marcus Landry, the Milwaukee legend from Vinson High School, the University of Wisconsin, played for the New York Knicks, Boston Celtics, overseas for a bunch of years. He's talking basketball with us tonight, and you at 414-799-1250 after the Bucks get a win. 124-115, we're talking about it with you on The Fan right now.
Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Eddie is Young for three. Giannis right there took the rebound away from Lowry Markkanen. Giannis!
That's Jim Paschke, two of Giannis's 38 points. Scores in tonight's win. Bucks taking out the Chicago Bulls, 124-115. It's a Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, with you here after each and every game on The Fan. We're driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Pleased tonight to be joined in studio by a Milwaukee legend, guy that still does a bunch in the community, and now hanging out with us on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, Marcus Landry, guy that's been in these NBA locker rooms, played for the Milwaukee Bucks, played for your Wisconsin Badgers. We'll get into some more of those conversations a little bit later on. But tonight, he's talking Bucks basketball with you here on The Fan. And in a game, Marcus, where we believe that the Bucks could have been out in front quicker, and it could have been a much easier coast to the finish, as I taught you a little bit about what the giving 12 points that I was waiting for the Milwaukee Bucks to do to be able to cash in a little bit tonight.
Yeah, man, it's one of those things, man, where as a player, you have this goal of making the playoffs and making a run, which the Bucks have that capability of doing. And these are the most important games where you're playing a team that's not so good. It really speaks to your level of focus to say we're going to get out, we're going to jump on this game quick and get it over with.
And because it's got to be tough knowing that, like, you're going to be judged on how the postseason performance goes and how you do in the postseason, to a Bucks team that was two games away from going to the NBA Finals last year, right, to want to just, like, I say it as a millennial, turn the Xbox off and let me just restart this thing and I'll be in game 6 of the NBA Finals. You don't get to do that in this league. You got to go through the entire 82.
You got to go through the 82. And just watching, even in that fourth quarter, Giannis really trying to turn it on to get, you know, a league. And, you know, those are the most valuable times of the game. I mean, look at Derrick Rose being in late game situation.
Yeah.
And he's hurt. I mean, I don't wish that on anybody, but these are games where you just have to step up. You have to step up and you have to take these games seriously. You can't come out and say, well, this team's not so good and just have that, you know, that lackadaisical feel to the
right.
game. So, man.
Because those are the games that you get tripped up when you have that lackadaisical feeling and you're not able to rebound and get it back
right.
soon enough.
Right. Yep. And luckily they can get out and transition. They're a top transition team and they can just kind of turn that on. But if they're not, if this team made them play more half-court basketball, I think the Bulls could have pulled it away, but glad they didn't.
414-799-1250. Let's go out to New Berlin. It's Roscoe up with us on the fan. Roscoe, you're on the fan with Baby Tausch and Marcus Landry.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man.
Good.
That's good, bud. You know what? I kind of figured with Middleton out, like with his role being out, someone's got to fill that role, and I figured that it was going to take maybe a game or two to try to have someone, you know, fill that spot that void that, you know, with Middleton being gone. And you know what? The Bulls and Bucks, it's kind of that rivalry game where, you know the Bulls are going to play up a little bit. And so I kind of was expecting a dogfight, just knowing that they were going to kind of protect, double Giannis and kind of, you know, play that side of the court. So I kind of expected a tough game. I'm glad they pulled it out. But I honestly expected a dogfight. You know, the Bulls, honestly, the way they played tonight, like they got some young players, man. Markkanen's a stud. You know, last year he played like a stud. So, you know, we got to have someone else step up because Giannis, you know, he can do what he does. But we got to have somebody else. If it's Sterling Brown, if it's Bledsoe, if it's going to be George Hill, somebody else has to come up and play. And honestly, you know what? Evansville just beat Kentucky. I mean, we see teams sweep you. Right. We see teams play up and you know, surprise us, and it happens like that. Hopefully, you know, Baby Tausch, you might have had Evansville plus the 25.5. Who knows if you had that?
Yeah, I'd be feeling a lot better, no doubt about it. Roscoe, appreciate it.
All right, man.
Appreciate it, man. And those are the feelings of when you allow teams to hang around that aren't supposed to, you don't get yourself back to that point.
Right, and I think, you know, Roscoe's right. I mean, you have this team, and we kind of came out a little soft, but the one thing where I disagree with Roscoe is that Chris Middleton is out, and it might take him a couple games, but you have a bunch of young players on the Bucks who need to make a statement that can say, well, I belong in this league.
Mm-hmm.
And what better opportunity against the Bulls to do that? I mean, I understand they're a rivalry team, but the Bulls are just not that good this
right.
year.
Right. And in a league where it's all about opportunity, you have an opportunity with ready-made talent around you to make that statement.
Right, right.
This is the perfect opportunity that you could possibly have if you're one of those guys.
Yep. And to get rolling. If you're going to fulfill that role of Chris Middleton and you're going to take that starting spot, this would have been the perfect game for you to step up and prove it.
Well, and there's a total difference between, and I always applaud guys being able to do it, come off the bench and play 12 minutes and get your four shots up and be effective in that role. Or if it's a pinch hitter in baseball, coming up off the bench cold and coming in and producing at that level. But, I mean, you've been in this situation, Marcus, where you come off that bench, it doesn't matter when you come in, you're expected to perform for the 5, 10, 12 minutes you get.
Of course.
This is a point where you can get a lather in and get that trust in yourself in every spot on the floor.
Of course, and I agree 100%. You got to show up. And what I see here is, Giannis and Bledsoe fulfilled the role of Chris Middleton being out. They made up those points that Chris Middleton would have. I'm looking at the stat sheet, and the starters, everybody scored double digits except for one guy. He had 4 points. But then you have two, you got six, you got three, you got six, you got six. I mean, those guys have to step up. It won't be able to be Giannis and Bledsoe every single night that's going to be able to fulfill that void of having Chris Middleton out. It's just not going to happen.
And it's just not a business model that you can actually do to succeed throughout the whole 82. Because
right.
the 82-game season, I'm learning a lot differently across what, you know, maybe my previous knowledge was of what a grind this 82-game schedule is for these dudes. The travel that the NBA goes through on this 82-game stretch in possibly a game up against football. There's the most stress on your body in the game of basketball than any other of the four major sports.
Of course, of course. And then everybody's wondering why they're talking about all this load management stuff. And it's just real. I understand at the end of the day that we get paid great and the money's great. But look, you want to be able to walk and do all that stuff afterward too, so it's very important for guys to step up.
Well, and you want to be able to perform your best come playoff time, and 36 minutes against the Bulls is not going to be the way you get it done if you're Giannis.
Not at all.
414-799-1250. Let's go to Tosa. Say hello to Anthony. Anthony, you're up on the Pick and Save Pros postgame show with Marcus Landry.
First of all, I just want to say hello to Marcus. This is Anthony Jones from Class of 05 at Vincent High School.
What's going on, Anthony?
What's going on? Good to hear you. I was just going to make a comment that I've been thinking this for a while. With Bledsoe out, with all the money he's getting, I've been thinking it's – I mean, not Bledsoe, with Middleton out, I think it's been holding Bledsoe back, and he couldn't really fit in the lineup. And I'm hoping some younger players can step up, and I'm hoping this will show how Bledsoe can really play. I'm just wondering what your guys' thoughts are on that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, well, obviously you're a Bledsoe fan, I'm guessing. So, I mean, I think so. And, I mean, he has to step up. I mean, look at it. He's out, and you have to, you know, do something else and get guys involved. My only point is that he's just not going to be able to fill that void. I think Chris Middleton's out a couple weeks. Like three weeks.
They're kind of guessing.
Teams are just not going to allow that to happen. They're not going to allow Giannis and Bledsoe to score 30-some points. So I believe you're right. Some of those other guys, they do have to step up.
Do you think that even if it was like a more extended period of time, and we had the conversations a lot of if the Bucks were going to retain Chris Middleton, and obviously they had to because they didn't have the opportunity to sign a player of his caliber on the outside market. But the conversation of Eric Bledsoe and Malcolm Brogdon, I think, is a much more legitimate one because they make closer money. And when Eric Bledsoe was signed midseason last year, it really sealed the fate of Malcolm Brogdon at that point because you're not paying two point guards, what, $34 million combined?
Right. So, I mean, it just made the difference maker. I mean, once they signed Bledsoe, like you said, it was kind of over for Brogdon. You weren't going to be able to retain.
You felt like the writing was on the wall, and somebody's not going to sit on the bench with $17 million tied to him.
Not at all, especially being rookie of the year. You know, he's a good player, man.
That's for sure. And Malcolm Brogdon going to be on the team that the Milwaukee Bucks see next. They take on the Indiana Pacers this weekend on Saturday night. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off in Indiana from Baker's Life Fieldhouse. This is the Pick and Save Pros postgame show on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Marcus Landry, Vincent High School, Wisconsin Badgers, played in the NBA, played for your Milwaukee Bucks, played for the Boston Celtics, the New York Knicks. And also, he's hanging out here and talking Bucks basketball with you to a point where we just don't get the opportunity to talk. I get to talk to former Packers, yes, each and every day during the Wendy's Big Show. This is more fun because they always did say basketball players were smarter than football players.
I don't know about that, man. The playbooks are much bigger in football, man. Much bigger, yeah.
414-799-1250 if you want to jump aboard. It's Big and Safe Pros post-game show. If you're leaving Fiserv Forum, want to hear from you, Jim Paschke called it a little bit of a late-arriving crowd. That means there was some more fun stuff to be had on the outside of Fiserv Forum. But it was fun stuff inside. A 124-115 victory. We're going to hear from Matt Velasquez. He's down at Fiserv Forum along with you at 414-799-1250. It's all coming up next here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
.5 FM, 1250 AM in the free radio.com app. It's a Big and Safe Pros postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. To my left is Marcus Landry. You know him. He played for the Wisconsin Badgers, also from Vincent High School, and still runs his youth basketball camp that will come up at Vincent High School that we'll get into, well, a little bit later on. But right now, you guys, how many years have you been doing the basketball camp?
Ooh, we did 8 years in West Lafayette along with my brother, and now we're going to year number 5 coming up here in Milwaukee.
How much more fun is it for you to be able to do it in your hometown?
It's much more fun. It's much more fun. You know, obviously we did it in West Lafayette where my brother went to school. Well, he did it there, but we moved it here, and it's just been amazing. The kids, everybody, you know, they kind of know who we are, and we just really focus on mentoring the kids and giving them our testimonies and giving them something to look up to.
As a kid growing up in the area, obviously knew the story of you coming from Vincent, playing at Wisconsin like that. What have you seen? Because from my vantage point, it doesn't seem like the talent pool from the state of Wisconsin is only growing. And like the guys that are coming out of the state of Wisconsin, there's a really, really good pipeline of talent coming in here from the state.
Yeah, it's growing. It's growing a lot. There's a lot of good guys coming out, you know, and just playing all over. I mean, it's been truly amazing that the talent level that's been coming out of Milwaukee or just Wisconsin, period. And I've been very amazed.
What's the number one thing you tell the young kids when they come into the youth basketball camp?
To have faith. Find something you believe in. Have faith.
That's the hardest part about it in a game, I feel like, that can take it away from you pretty quickly, huh?
Yeah, of course, because you get down on yourself, and then it's over. It's over. So just have faith. Keep believing in yourself. Believe in what you do. And keep it moving.
And the game can take you a long place, that's for sure. You traveled all around the country, as Marcus Landry was telling me earlier today.
All around the globe. I've been some of everywhere. So
that's incredible, man. The game takes you to places that maybe you just never would have expected to be.
Yeah, of course. I mean, people think that it's just, you know, what they see on TV here was the NBA. But I tell kids like this, there's just about an NBA in every country. And there's a ton of countries out there, so...
That's a great way to put it. There is. There's an opportunity for you to play ball all across this globe.
Yep, of course.
414-799-1250, live at 105.7fmthefan.com, Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. X Factor of the game, any night that you're going to get 12 of 14 shooting from Eric Bledsoe, he's going to be the key cog getting the win. 30 points from Eric Bledsoe. While it's nice, Marcus, we're saying that it might not be the most sustainable thing to be able to get from Eric Bledsoe throughout the rest of the season.
Not at all. I mean, we all know he's capable of scoring and getting to the basket, but, you know, this is a league of guys are very smart. They'll figure things out. And, you know, Indiana, who I think they got next, they're going to look at this game and say, look, if we can stop at least one of these guys, we have a chance of winning.
414-799-1250. Let's go out to Anaheim. Listen on the radio.com app. It's Vincent. Vincent, you're on the postgame show with Marcus Landry. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. How you doing, baby? How you doing, Mr. Marcus Landry, man?
Good.
I like how you kept it real with that's why I wanted to call. I wanted to see who's going to step up. And Mr. Landry, man, you kept it real, man. You said none of these young guys, you know, stepped up. I look, you know, I didn't get the chance to watch the game, but I always check out the box scores before I call in and see that. And what I take out of it, it's a win. You know, you got the win.
Right.
You don't ever want to lose a game if your main star scored 30-plus points. If you lose a game when your main star scored that much, that means something went kind of wrong. Or maybe it was a nail-biter, you know, either or. So, but like Bledsoe stepping up, this is going to help people, all the Chris Middleton haters, you know what I mean, that they're out there. This is going to help them saying, see, Middleton's holding back Bledsoe. But I'm glad he showed up, man. He's the one that, you know, took it. But like you said, man, you're two stars. I mean, Bledsoe, he's the number three guy, but now he's stepping up. They got to do this when, you know, one of them is down. So that's what you like to see. But, yeah, I was kind of disappointed that nobody off the bench came in and scored, you know. You know, made themselves present, but, you know, I think I was listening to Ryan Horvath, Chuck and Winkler pregame show, and he said, you know, this stretch of game, they're not the most hard, you know, the most difficult opponent. So you want to see, but you want to still see Giannis and, you know, Bledsoe, all the main guys do their thing, but you still want to see them get some rest, too, you know. Nice. Maybe not sit Giannis. To me, sitting guys is I'd rather you just start them, let them play for like 10 minutes, and then you sit them. You know what I mean? So at least we get that stat that they started the game. You know what I mean?
But for sure.
My mentality. It's a good game, man, but, you know, they got to step it up. You can't let these teams, you know, you got to beat them, and then put all the guys on the bench in, you know, give those guys a chance.
And then even cover. Thanks, Vincent. That always works, too. Marcus, he's right when you looked at the schedule. You get the Bulls twice. You get Cleveland twice. You get the Knicks. You got the Hawks twice. Like, this is the part of the schedule where Giannis is playing more than 30 minutes. We might have problems in some of these games.
I agree, especially if you want him to really perform in the playoffs, which that's our goal. We're a playoff team. We are a team that should or has an opportunity to make the finals. And against these teams that you just named, we can't have this.
Can't have nights like this where you're running 36 minutes from Giannis.
Not at all. And I'll give him a little bit of a pass considering that this is the first game without Chris Middleton. But I like what he said as well. He compared, you know, Bledsoe letting Bledsoe kind of open up. But it's one of those things that when we've seen Bledsoe just kind of open up and we've seen him stink it up and we've seen him play really well as well. Today, obviously, he played really well. Chris Middleton's not in the game, but when Chris Middleton is around, we have to have a leash on Bledsoe.
And Bledsoe, the efficient scoring was great, 12 of 12 from inside the arc. But when you only see Eric Bledsoe take two outside jump shots, that's a dude that wants to shoot the three, even though maybe he statistically shouldn't be the one shooting as many threes as he ends up doing.
Of course, of course. And that's why I like this opportunity. Bledsoe did what he needed to do. He was very aggressive today with Chris Middleton being out. I tip my hat off to Eric Bledsoe for his aggressiveness with him being out. But, you know, it's one of those things where I'll say it again. At this point, I don't really see who's going to step up. And that's the concerning thing for me, because these 3 weeks can be very, very crucial for the Bucks.
And for three big guys, and Sterling Brown, Dante DiVincenzo, and Pat Connaughton being able to kind of take that bull by the horns and make them be one of the first dudes off the bench, even when Chris Middleton comes back, because that's really also what you're buying for in these spots.
Of course, you're giving the coach an opportunity to say, look, I have to play this guy. Even if Chris Middleton's here, I have to play this guy. And not only that, when you play well, dude, you take yourself off the trading block. If they don't play well during these 3 weeks, then the coach starts seeing, well, we can't do this in the playoffs. We won't be able to play this guy. And they start shopping.
And I never realized how quickly those conversations happen in the NBA. But the shopping does happen earlier than in other sports.
Of course, because you want to know who can gel. You want to know how many different lineups you can throw out there, who works well together. And this is the perfect opportunity. You never know. We see it all the time. You know, guys get sick during the playoffs, you know, or just, you know, need a rest.
Mm-hmm.
I have to know as a coach that I can count on you during this time.
414-799-1250. Jackson's leaving. Fiserv for him. He's up on the fan. Hey, Jackson.
Hey, Billy. Hey, Marcus Landry.
What's going on, buddy?
This is Jackson Gemignani, Mrs. Dem's son.
Jackson, you sound like you had a great time at the game tonight.
Yes.
That's great.
What was the best part of the game?
Probably Bledsoe sticking up. Now that Middleton's out, he's needed right now. He needs to play harder. Because Sterling Brown and DJ Wilson, Brooke Lopez had a fine game. No one else did anything, though. You could tell Giannis was getting tired.
Jackson, you're being taught well by your mother there, all right? You take care, all right?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Can I say something quick?
Get it off, Jackson. What's going on?
Marcus Landry, I really like what you talked about with the basketball thing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jackson. I wish you the best, man.
Thank you.
All right.
There he is, Jackson, leaving the game tonight. Great moments. Great moments,
yes,
here.
Sir.
That kid is going to be having one of these microphones, it sounds like, at some point.
Hey, he has the voice for it.
He's got the voice. He's got the energy. That's exactly what you need. 414-799-1250. We'll go inside a Coach's Corner coming up here in a little bit. But first, right now, the Eye on the Enemy is brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try the fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open Coach's on Lake Dunoon. Watching the game tonight, Marcus, it was evident that, well, one, I didn't know that you played with a Chicago Bull, Thomas Satoransky,
yep,
who put on a very nice game here tonight. And he's taken and making the most of one of those opportunities on a team where he's going to have a ton of run there in Chicago.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. He can really play. He can play multiple positions. And I just love his game. Love his game. Wish him the best. And love being able to play with him back in the day. So he's a great player.
I love watching Coby White. That kid looks like he's going to be a player for a long time.
He's amazing. He just filled it up today. I think he came off the bench and he had 20, 25 or something like that. But he played amazing.
How much is it for vets to see a rookie come into games? Like, you're going to be able to play up when you're playing top-notch teams, right? But if you're on a lower caliber team and you're seeing your star rookie coming off the bench and then filling it up and then going back onto the bench, does that buy you points in that locker room, or is that not as much of a thing in the NBA?
I think it does. I think it buys you points because it tells the coach that they can count on you and that you'll show up. Obviously, being a rookie, you know, there's ups and downs because you're still trying to figure things out over an 82-game season. But, I mean, this kid can play. This kid can play. He can fill it up. So.
And he's getting a good lesson. Seems like he's not necessarily having to be the lead guy, the lead guard in there, and being able to go around the league, get a feel for the sense of the pace, because it's got to be a crazy different game going in from D1, even playing in the ACC, where you might be playing the highest level college basketball. No offense to the Big Ten, as we got a Purdue and a Wisconsin connection here, but like, you're playing still the top level of college ball. Now double that season add a couple more games, and then take it up a notch and add another 8 minutes to each and every contest.
Of course, and like you said, you asked the question, does it give him points? And I think it does. I think he's one of those guys that should be starting, but the Bulls need some firepower off the bench, and he's that guy. And they let him go. He's a pit bull without a leash.
He was a big reason why the Bulls were in this game tonight. He had 7 threes in their previous game in the fourth quarter. He had 5 triples in the first half tonight. One of the reasons why the Bulls led this game at the break, 66-65. Bucks come back and score 30 in the first three quarters, 30, 35, 32. Cap it off being outscored 29-27 in that fourth quarter, but it did not matter as the Bucks then were able to coast through the second half a little bit closer, far too close for what we would have liked to see against the Chicago Bulls team that came in here 4-7. Bucks now 8-3 on the 2019-2020 campaign. 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Quickly before a timeout, we hear from Coach Budenholzer. We're here from Mike on the South Side. Mike, you're on the Big and Safe Probes postgame show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man.
Hey, Jackson. He's going to be after Sparky's job someday.
Yeah, he is going to be after Sparky's job someday. That's for sure. He is in a good mood. Sparky's not always in the best.
I'm going to keep it short. I know you got a lot to do. Good win, no Middleton. I don't think the Bulls are a doormat like Sparky and a lot of people. And I got a nickname for what's the guy with the 7 threes?
Oh, see, right.
Yeah, Kobe White.
The big three for all.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, Mike. Yeah, I do like that one.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Take it easy.
Have a good one.
You gotta be prepped with a good joke whenever you get on there. That's how, right?
Have a sense of humor. There you go. I love it.
That's Marcus Landry, Vincent's finest, Milwaukee's prodigal son. He played in the NBA for a multitude of years, played overseas, played for your Wisconsin Badgers, and he's here with us tonight on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I really appreciate him hanging out. This is a really fun conversation we're having basketball-wise about the Milwaukee Bucks and the opportunities that are now awarded to younger guys that necessarily didn't think they were going to have this opportunity to play on a team that is destined for later rounds of the NBA playoffs, and being able to compete on a team right now that is needing some points and needing efforts, because Chris Middleton going to be out for the foreseeable future for the next 3 to 4 weeks. We'll get an update on that along with others inside the locker room from Matt Velasquez when he joins us a little bit later on in the program, probably about 15 or 20 minutes from Fiserv Forum. It's a Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Pick and Save, more ways to save with great deals, fuel points, and digital coupons. It's the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North, here on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the "Are you kidding me?" moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on The Fan.
Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Or you can also listen online at 105.7FMTheFan.com. And if you miss anything, click on Fan On Demand. It's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. You can also check us out on the Radio.com app. If you haven't gotten the new update on the Radio.com app, just check it out. Go and update the Radio.com app in your settings. Then you'll have the rewind feature that's right there at the bottom. You can literally rewind live radio. It's what we've all been waiting for, and we didn't even know that it was what we've been waiting for our entire lives. 414-799-1250, the "Are You Kidding Me?" moment of the game tonight. Are you kidding me? 36 minutes for Giannis to play against the Chicago Bulls. Marcus Landry's in here hanging out with us tonight on the Big and Safe Pros postgame show. And Marcus, in the middle of the third quarter, we were talking about it like, this is a game where middle of the fourth quarter, Giannis should have the sweatpants on and the sweatshirt on. Like, there's no reason you should even have to worry about putting 34 in the game, and he ends up running all the way to the end.
Yep, he should be taking a rest, even with Chris Middleton out. I heard somebody say before, the Bulls are no doormat, and I get that. It's the NBA, everybody can play, but When you're holding yourself to a high level or a high standard of being a playoff team and contending for a championship, this should be a cakewalk.
So you've been in locker rooms where you were where some teams expected to blow you out, and then you, with that Boston team, that locker room you were in, you were on the other side. You were on the team where you walk into games like this expecting to blow teams out. where does that leadership come from? Does it always have to necessarily be like the best player on the team? Because it obviously it feels like Giannis wants to be that leader for the team, but as a younger dude, maybe it isn't necessarily all on his shoulders. It feels that's why they brought in so many vets this year.
Yeah, I agree, but I think it's someone has to set the tone. And obviously, the short time I was in the locker room with KG and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce, they knew what they wanted. They tasted victory before, and they knew what they wanted. So every game, they approached it like it was a championship game. Obviously, the Bucks know where they want to be. They know where they want to go, and they need to approach every single game like it was that, you know, like they're playing against the Toronto Raptors last year. You know,
right.
They need to approach the game from that level, that standpoint, every single night to be able to run over teams like the Chicago Bulls.
And it's gonna, there are going to be nights where you don't necessarily come to play in that sense, but on a night like tonight against the home crowd of 3 days off. 3 days off is also one of the reasons why you'd expect to maybe see a little bit quicker pace tonight than a little bit lackadaisical out of the gates.
Exactly, and I think it makes all the difference. When you're a team that can come out and you know what you're here to do and you're trying to get that job done, it makes all the difference. You can really, you're showing people that, look, we're here to, we mean business. We're making the playoffs, and we're going to make a run in the playoffs, and we're going to be in the finals.
In Thiensville, we find Larry. He's on the fan. Hey, Larry.
Hi, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I enjoy listening to your show. I've got a couple of questions. I missed the game tonight. I had to work. I'm off now. But what is your evaluation of Wes Matthews, his strengths and weaknesses? And another question, how did Kyle Korver play tonight? He's my favorite player.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything bad to say about Matthews. We kind of grew up together and played together for a long time, came out together. Actually, me and Matthews was one of only two guys to be in the NBA that was undrafted in the Oakland, I think it was what, that 09 class. So my hat goes off to Wes Matthews. He's a really good player, being from Wisconsin. And today he played great. I mean, he had 15 points, and he was, 10 for 13 from the free throw line. I mean, he just played great. He's a solid guy. He's a good guy to have around. He's going to play defense. He's going to play tough. So I have all the respect for Wes Matthews. He showed up today. Kyle Korver, he hit a couple threes. Well, he hit one three today. He was 1 for 3. But, you know, Kyle Korver is always he's a threat. When he's on the court, you got to respect him. You got to look out for him. So I love Kyle Korver. Just wish that, you know, they kind of get him involved a little more. Sometimes I think they only got one play for him. At least that's what it seems to look like, because they're a transition team. He has like one play, but hey, he's out there for a reason. He gets the job done on the 3-point line.
Appreciate it, Larry. Now, how quickly can you pick up that on a set? Like you said it right there, it looks like they got one play for him. How long into a game until you kind of are able to figure out what plays teams are running for different guys?
I pick up on it pretty quick because I'm not the fastest guy in the world, so I got to use my brain. I have to know what they like doing. So a lot of times Kyle Korver is coming down on that left side of the court in transition. If they get stopped, he's coming around for a handoff and shooting the three on the other side of the handoff. So that seems to be their go-to play for Kyle Korver. And other than that, he's kind of sitting around just waiting for something to happen. I think he has one other play where he comes off like a double screen or something like that. But he's a shooter. There's only so many. If he gets hot, then you got to keep running it for
then
him.
Then you keep running him.
You know, it's a little tough if you only get some couple shots here and there.
That's outstanding stuff. See, that is the kind of basketball breakdown we're getting tonight with Marcus Landry in the house for the Pick and Save Pros postgame show that you just can't usually get here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's why I appreciate the Vincent product hanging out with us. We got MJ on the south side hanging out with us here on The Fan. What's going on, MJ?
What's going on, Gorilla Armstrong? Checking in. What's up, baby? Charles, Marcus, Tootie, Bang Bang, Landry. What's going down? I got two things to say. I like what my man Blesso did today. That's something that we really needed last year in the playoffs. I really think that man is built like a fullback. You got to wear these little buck 50 wet guards down in the paint. When your J ain't working, when it ain't hitting, you know, you can't be one-dimensional, and I think he needs to do that more down the stretch of this season. What, 71 games left? And then on my second note, that bench, man, they gotta really step up. They gotta earn their keep. They gotta put in work. Like you said, to give these guys the scorers some rest, you know, on these on the teams, the lower tier teams that they should just be pulling away from easy, finishing the game in the third. I mean, Giannis tops what? Against low tier teams should what? Do about 26 minutes tops?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on teams like that. So it's like, come on, man, put in work. This is your time to shine. You know, you get in, you'll build your esteem. You know, the coaches, squad will have faith in you that, okay, I can go to this dude, I can go this deep in the bench, and they're going to put in work.
Yep.
So that's all I really got to say about that, man. Like I said, I was Bledsoe. He keep doing what he's doing, man. I might have to nickname him Billy Bledsoe. As long as he's down there posting up like old school Gary Payton. Gary Payton wasn't no muscular dude, but, hey, he had the tricks, and he was posting people up crazy. So my hat's off to Bledsoe and Giannis, of course. Them youngsters on that bench, man, they got to step up, man, earn their keep, put in work for the squad, man. Y'all have a blessed evening.
You too. Gorilla Armstrong checking in at 414-799-1250.
MJ, man, that's a great observation, man. Bledsoe, he's like a linebacker, man. He's a huge dude, man.
He was Pat Connaughton called him on like one of the preseason preview shows a walking muscle.
Yeah, he's that guy. <thick. laughs> He's that guy. And like I said, man, Bledsoe is one of those guys right now. He's off the leash. Do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Be wild. Get up and down the court. Take all those shots. That's what we need you to do. But when Chris Middleton comes back, got to put the leash back on.
He also feels like a guy that, and for shooters, I always hear this of, you know, once you got to shoot hot to get hot, shoot to stay hot, right? But for a guy like him that can penetrate the lane and make defenses work because of his athleticism, when he attacks early, the Bucks can take away a game and run away from a game. His aggression getting to the basket early in game seems to be really, really key for them.
It is. It's really key. And I'm not seeing a really big difference in this Bucks team from last year and this year in terms of, you know, guys like Bledsoe, because he's gonna have to mix it up. He's gonna have to find a way to facilitate out of that transition, because a lot of teams are gonna just, they're gonna say, we're not gonna offensive rebound, we're gonna get back and we're gonna, you know, build a wall,
mm-hmm.
like they did last year in the playoffs. So when he can start facilitating and getting other guys involved a lot more, he can do a little bit of it, but a lot more, his game is just gonna flourish.
Marcus Landry, Bill Schmidt here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Marcus, early in the year, I kind of was harping on it a few different times, saying that it just didn't feel like they were getting out in transition the way that they needed to. So you're saying that can also be a schematic belief for the opponent to try to make sure you're not able to get out and run in transition like you want to.
Right. I think that was everybody's goal for playing against the Bucks last year, was let's get back in transition, let's build a wall, and let's not let Giannis and Bledsoe get to the paint. Let's let them beat us from the outside shooting jumpers. And obviously, the one team that was able to do it was the Toronto Raptors.
414-799-1250. Ahmed's on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show at 414-799-1250. What's going on, Ahmed?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Appreciate you hanging out with us.
I was actually at the game. Really enjoyed it. I hate to be the downer, but I think we need to make a move in like the next couple of weeks and go out and go get Gallo from OKC.
Ooh.
I haven't tried to fire up the ESPN trade machine yet, but I'm assuming it's going to take that Pacers one that we got in the Brogdon trade.
Sure.
And probably all of our expirings, and maybe and some. But I think we need to go out and do it and let them assimilate to the team faster. Similar to like how Philly went and got Butler, you know,
sure,
way before the trade deadline. But we're going to need that second, third score. So, and Gallo can go out and get you 30 on any given night.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, Danilo Gallinari can go out and he can fill it up. With funny, we were having that conversation. Thanks, yeah, Ahmed. We were having a conversation about Danilo Gallinari earlier in the day,
yeah,
watching the game. He definitely can fill it up. That's going to cost you, though, if you don't make a move like that.
Of course, it's going to cost you. Yep. Danilo, old teammate of mine in New York. And, hey, man, that kid, he can fill it up, man. He's a vet in the league now. But, you know, you got to ask yourself, what do I got to give up to get a guy like him? And then how does it benefit my team, and how does it hurt my team? Obviously, Gillo's not the best defensive player in the world. Obviously, he can fill it up on the other end of the court. But, you know, one of the things they say, defense always wins championships. So you're going to have
to
give up a lot of your defensive dog to get a guy like Danilo, and I don't think you get enough back for a guy like Danilo. Now, if you can keep a bunch of guys and get them, hey, that's great.
Then more power to you.
Right. You know, I love Danilo. He can fill it up. So I like that. I like that. I don't know how he'll fit in that offense, but with them being the three-point shooting team and the penetration team, I think he'll fit right in.
414-799-1250. If you're at Fiserv Forum, want to hear from you after the Bucks get a win 124-115. Coming up next, we'll go inside the locker room with Matt Velasquez, our insider from the Journal Sentinel, joins us next on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North here on the Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
We'll get a coach's corner look here in just a couple of seconds. It's the Big and Safe Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out, and appreciate Milwaukee Vincent product, Marcus Landry, hanging out with us tonight here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Now we're going to be joined by another legend in the streets of Milwaukee, JS Online's beat writer for the Milwaukee Bucks, and our insider here on the postgame show, courtesy of Thomas Merle Law Office. Matt Velasquez joining us from down at Fiserv Forum. Matt, we've been talking about it a lot tonight, Marcus and I, about a game where you expect to get a lower level of minutes and not 36 minutes, but you get all 38 points from Giannis tonight, a night where you maybe were hoping to have your frontline guys out closer to the end of that fourth quarter. It was a little closer than you might have thought against the Chicago Bulls tonight.
Yeah, the Bulls have been a feisty team. You know, they've put some good games together against tough competition. They did that a couple times when they came here to Fiserv Forum last year, at least in the first half of those games. Making things interesting for the Bucks, and so, you know, in their first game without Chris Middleton, trying to kind of figure things out and get adapted to how at least the next couple weeks are going to be. I wasn't too shocked to see the Bulls, you know, hang around and make this interesting. It helped that, you know, they were making all kinds of really tough shots, especially in that first half. And the Bucks couldn't buy a bucket from outside the paint, it seemed like. So it made things a little bit more interesting than usual. Like you said, I think it is a game that, you know, based on the standings, you would hope if you're the Bucks that you can, you know, maybe power Giannis down a little bit, power Bledsoe down a little bit before the end. But, you know, here we are. I think it was a quality win for the Bucks the way that they had to, you know, keep fighting the whole time. And, it's just game one of maybe 10 or more that they're going to have to figure out the whole Chris Middleton absence. And, you know, you always want to learn while you win instead of learning while losing.
Matt, what about those opportunities coming off the bench for guys like Dante DiVincenzo, who gets the start tonight, or a Sterling Brown, or Pat Connaughton, who's been a little bit more of a mainstay in that rotation? Is this going to be without Chris Middleton for the next, you know, 7-10 games, as you said?
Yeah, not the greatest start for really any of those guys in terms of the stretch without Chris. Dante had a slow start to the game. He had a couple layups to get the game closer in the second quarter. But overall, you know, it wasn't his best work. Sterling, you know, he played a decent amount, didn't score 0-for-5 from the field. They had 9 rebounds. Not his best game, you know, but I think that this is still an adjustment phase, especially for those two young guys, you know, kind of being thrust into different roles and different situations. I think they had good looks and tried to do some good things on offense. I know Dante struggled a little bit on defense, you know, a little bit with the foul trouble, kind of picking up some ticky-tack ones. But I think those shots eventually will go in. The ones that they took that were, especially the wide open ones. If this is somewhere to start from, I think the only way to go from here is up. So that, I think that's probably putting a positive spin on it.
Talking with Matt Velasquez here on the Pick and Save Pros postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Baby Tausch and Marcus Landry hanging out after the Bucks win 124-115. Eric Bledsoe, 12-14 tonight and 30 points, an opportunity that he'll have to obviously take advantage without having Chris Middleton in the game and in the next couple of games. But Eric Bledsoe on a different path tonight, Matt. When he gets going, penetrating the lane, they're a totally different team.
Absolutely. You know, he really just stuck to what he's really good at. I mean, he put up a couple three-pointers that he missed just to keep the defense honest. But once he got going downhill and getting to the lane, I mean, he found all kinds of different ways to finish, to get fouled, to kick out to teammates. He really had it going
you know, from start to finish tonight. Really solid game from him. And you're right, like, with Middleton out, he's going to need to be able to carry a little bit more of a load, which he did tonight. He scored 20-plus points, I think, for, you know, five straight games now. But then, you know, tonight with the 31, that's what they're going to need from him, you know, some nights. Not every night, but some nights they're going to need him to get up there and score and get up past 30 in order to help them win games. And he really just was really impressive. I think, you know, Giannis, too, you know, obviously with 38 points, 15 rebounds, just doing Giannis stuff. Those two guys had five turnovers apiece, and they'll want to get a little bit cleaned up in that regard. But Giannis was saying, hey, when Bledsoe's going downhill and being aggressive, you know, it inspires him. It makes him want to go downhill and be aggressive and get in the lane, you know, all the more. And so those guys feeding off each other is definitely a good thing for the Bucks, especially tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100% with you. I have one question for you. I know Chris Middleton is out, and I know it's a little bit different for these guys in terms of just trying to get used to things as a player. I understand that. But what would be your approach? What would be your grade level for this team based on approach? Because I just feel like they didn't approach the game in terms of a mindset from the right place. And we're talking about a team that's holding themselves to a high standard of being a championship contending team.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I would probably give it like a C. I mean, they was kind of like a C game. Yeah, I think they were, you know, kind of lucky that the Bulls are the Bulls. You know, they're playing a different team. Mm-hmm. You know, even as hot shooting as the Bulls were for a lot of tonight, I mean, they were really. LaVine had some tough shots going down. Kobe White had some tough shots going down. You know, even that being the case, the Bucks were still real close.
Right, and the reason
the whole time.
The reason I asked that because I truly believe that teams like the Bulls, they're going to get up for any good team. Those teams that are not so good, they're going to get up for any good team. And I believe from as a player, you set yourself apart. You really show what you're all about when you take advantage of it and you approach even the lower level teams from a high approach and you mm-hmm. get after it right away.
Yeah, that's definitely something the Bucks had trouble with at times last year. They got down into, you know, like a 20-something point hole with these same Bulls a year ago, and then they had to come back with a huge turnaround in the third quarter to win. You know, they've had games where they've, you know, been slow out of the gate, you know, including some recently. Right. And so that's something that they'll definitely have to work on and figure out, because you're right. Like, if you want to make sure that you take care of business, you can't sleepwalk through games or through first quarters or through first halves. And if that happens, you know, you're going to find yourselves fighting upstream, and they're going to be nice, but that's not enough.
Right.
And it's definitely something that they've thought about and addressed and tried to figure out. It also doesn't help that they basically couldn't throw the ball into the ocean, you know, from the moon. I mean, they were 6-33 on threes. I mean, they made a couple early, and after that, it was some rough sledding. So, you know, it's not going to happen every game. That's kind of an outlier performance, but definitely didn't help things.
Yeah, you definitely expect this team to shoot better from beyond the arc, also maybe shoot a few more than just 33. Well, Matt, we've been talking about it for quite some time, for a long few weeks. This matchup's been anticipated. Indiana, first chance to look at Malcolm Brogdon in the new uniform this weekend, and we'll be talking to you after the game right here on the postgame show. Appreciate it, Matt.
All right, can't wait.
That's Matt Velasquez, insider here on the postgame show, brought to you by Thomas Merle Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs, go with experience. Go with Thomas Merle online, merolalaw.net, or call him at 414-327-5800. So you don't expect them to shoot more than that. You think that's a pretty decent amount that they're firing up?
It is, especially considering that the two guys that have the ball in their hand the most is probably your worst two shooters from the three-point
line.
That's
true. Yeah, that makes sense. With Bledsoe and Giannis.
Right. They have the ball majority of the time, so a lot of times they're kicking out. But they have the ball a lot. Even in ISO situations, they have the ball, so they're not going
to
be shooting.
What do you think of the offense to shoot as many threes as possible and not be working the ball inside? As a forward yourself, liking the ball maybe a little bit more inside on the paint.
Well, this is copycat league, you know, so, mm-hmm. you know, you got teams like the Warriors who kind of, you know, showed it. Hey,
kind of broke the mold.
Right. You can win the game. You can win a championship doing it this way. So most teams kind of go that approach. And that's kind of what broke up this big three things. Kawhi Leonard winning a championship with one other guy or just by himself. So they're like, well, okay, we don't need three guys to do it. We just need two, maybe one, and we can get the job done. So it kind of changed the whole narrative of the NBA. So it's one of those things with whoever wins, everybody else is going to take that approach.
Right. Everybody wants to do what they're doing and try to figure out if they can do it themselves.
Exactly.
Wendy, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. That voice you were just hearing, Milwaukee Vincent's finest, Wisconsin Badger, NBA player, a veteran. He's been around this game for a long time, Marcus Landry, and he can help your son or daughter learn the basics of basketball as well with the Marcus Landry basketball camps. We'll get into a little bit more later on here as we wrap things up on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. But first, let's hear from the head coach, Mike Budenholzer, after the win tonight down at Fiserv Forum. Our own radio, Joe Zanzola, getting the audio of the head coach after a win here on The Fan.
The way they're shooting the three ball right now, the pace they're playing at, they put a lot of pressure on your defense. And just, you know, for particularly the third quarter and I think a lot of the fourth quarter, our defense put us in a position to get a little bit of a cushion, a little bit of separation, you know, because both teams were struggling to get stops. But I think we did it for, you know, at least a quarter and maybe more. And that that gave us the cushion to kind of take this game home.
Coach, 70 points in the paint for your team tonight. I know the theme is let it fly, but this is the second game in a row that close to the rim has been your friend. What happens when your team continues to attack the basket?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it always starts with that. I know everybody talks about everything else, but we want to attack the paint, attack the basket first, and, you know, try and get good looks there, get to the free throw line by being aggressive, going to the basket. So, you know, and I think – you know, part of the offensive style they're playing is, you know, they're putting a lot of fast and kind of perimeter-oriented guys. And so, you know, hopefully we're able to take advantage and get to the paint and finish on a night like tonight.
Coach, what can you say about Eric Bledsoe? I mean, the last five games you've been having, the way he played tonight, what has changed for him over these last five games?
Yeah, I just think, you know, he's in a great place. I do like the way he's attacking and getting to the paint and finishing. And, you know, I think making free throws tonight, I felt like he shot the ball well from the free throw line. You know, and I would say, you know, over the last five games or so, the three ball, he's been shooting that with a lot of confidence. So he's just, you know, I think he's in a good place. I think, you know, he just wants to do anything he can to help his teammates and help us win. He's just been great.
Obviously, in the lead up to this game, we were talking about how to replace Chris. What did you think of Dante and Sterling tonight?
You know, they've played better. So, you know, I think, you know, it's encouraging for us. I think, you know, first game without Chris, for those two guys, they're probably, you know, just trying to figure out when they're going to play, who they're playing with, things like that. And just, you know, I think they'll settle in. We'll settle in as a team without Chris. And, you know, it's good for us to get a win, you know, first game without Chris.
Wes had three free throw attempts in like 240 minutes before tonight, and now he has 13 today. He's cutting to the basket a lot more. How much of that was stuff that you guys planned for him to do, especially with Chris out?
A little bit of it, I would say, you know, just playing, you know, he and Dante and Bled together, you know, changes a few little spots that he's in, and, you know, getting him on the cut there late was great. Great pass by Giannis, great execution, screening. You know, he got a few technical free throws, I think. You know, he's, you know, maybe, I don't know, got to check with Ben what our order is, to be honest with you, but I feel like there was three or four techs tonight that he got. He got, you know, 3 point. So he just was doing a lot of things, getting to the basket. I thought he was good. His activity was good.
Coach, you went into halftime down one, and then out of halftime in the third quarter, you guys outscored the Bulls 32-20. What adjustments did you make at halftime? What did you tell your guys to give you guys that ability to go on that tear in the third quarter?
Well, a little bit what I said in the opening, just, you know, I think we felt like whoever could, you know, find a little bit of footing, find a little bit of, you know, kind of consistency defensively would be the team that could win. And if we could be that group, let's just see if we can do it with our defense, see if we can get some stops. You know, individually, I thought some guys stepped up and guarded better, rebounded better. They hit tough shots, too. I mean, even, you know, as they were getting to 66 at halftime, you know, some open looks, but, man, they were hitting some tough shots, and including the third and fourth quarter. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now. Jim Boylan's doing a great job with his group.
That's Mike Budenholzer after the game, after a win here on The Fan. It's Pick and Save Probes post-game show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, joined now tonight by Marcus Landry in studio, Milwaukee Vincent's finest. As we just had DJ GA come in here from Kiss FM, say the man, the myth, the legend, Marcus Landry, former NBA player, hanging out with us tonight. He just talked about it, Mike Budenholzer did, Marcus, about going up against a team that's playing determined. Now, you said it a little bit earlier while we were talking about Velasquez. You know you're going to get good shots from other teams right. coming in here if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, but it's being able to put the foot down on teams when they do give you their best shot that's going to be the key.
All right, so I'm going to tread a little careful here because I'm still playing this game and you never know what it takes you. But from a coaching standpoint, what Budenholzer just did here was that he used the other team to defend his team's bad play. Mm-hmm. That's just what it was. He said they made shots. Okay, they shot 40% and 41%. They did, but this is the Bulls we're talking about,
right?
So I just can't.
It's a team that's
missed
the playoffs for three straight years for a reason.
Exactly. They're a young team. You know you're going to get high energy. You know they're going to play tough. But your experience that you got last year, it should show a lot further, especially when you play a team.
How often do you think coaches do that, where they cover up their team's bad play and use the opponent for the reason why their team played bad?
Well, they have to. I understand.
That's true.
You do it in a way to protect your job as well. You throw it out there that, hey, this isn't our fault. We still got the win, and we played good here and there. And we still got the win. He repeated it like three or four times. We still got the win.
Right, we still got the win.
But, you know, they do it. I mean, you have to do it because this is a players' league. It's not a coaches' league. You know, obviously, Budenholzer has he's in a very good position to have someone like Giannis, a very respectful player where mm-hmm. he's not going to force him out the door because he doesn't like something. So he's in a good place. And it happens a lot where coaches protect their players, which they should do,
But at the end, that's your job, part of it.
At the end of the day, you know, it should have been somewhere along the lines that, hey, we got to play better. Even though we don't have Chris Middleton, we have to play better. Hats off to the Bulls. They're an okay team, but we should have did a lot better today. I would have liked to hear that.
Bucks get the win, but only a 9-point win against a much more subpar team in the Chicago Bulls. Giannis goes nuts for 38 points. Will he be our MVP? Brought to you by Chevy. We'll find out next. Marcus Landry in here with the Big and Safe Probes postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. This hour on The Fan is brought to you by McCormick Law Office. Dan McCormick, your auto accident and work injury attorney. 414-799-1250. Wrap things up and name an MVP next here on The Fan.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out? Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Another takeaway. Levine ahead for Lowry.
That was mean. That was just a mean one by Giannis. He sends Lowry Markkanen packing. His only block of the night, while the Bucks only had four. If you were going to tell me that the Bucks get four blocks in a game against the Chicago Bulls, Giannis was going to have one. Somebody else on their team had two. If we were going to be a betting man, Marcus Landry joining me tonight, would you have guessed it was Kyle Korver?
Not at all.
Kyle Korver with a couple of blocks. Yep. But he is not our Chevy MVP of the night. Marcus Landry is going to tell you who was the MVP of tonight.
Well, I want to hear yours first.
Well, because this is the toughest part, Marcus, because I come in for these shows, and it's the easiest thing for me to walk in and say Giannis is with 38 points, 16 boards, a block, couple of steals. He does everything for you.
Right, right. Well, Giannis...
I'll go with Eric Bledsoe because 30 points from Eric Bledsoe is a night that I'll definitely take 9 times out of 10.
That's a good night, and he had 10 assists. I heard I said something earlier about his assists, but he had 8, not 10. He had 8 today, so he played great. But I can't give it to Bledsoe. I have to give it to a difference maker, somebody that kind of played a good game. So I'm going to give it to Wes Matthews. He had a quiet night, but he got to the free throw line 13 times. He was 10 for 13 from the free throw line. So my hat goes off to my man, Wes Matthews. He had 15 points today. He's one of those guys that stepped up. He was the third leading scorer for the Bucks today. So if it wasn't from Wes Matthews, they probably would have lost.
And he's going to have a chance to step up in a lot of different nights tonight, playing such a key role on this team. Marcus, I appreciate you hanging out, man. This has been a lot of fun.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Hopefully we can have a lot more here with the Vincent legend, former Badger, former Buck, NBA player Marcus Landry joining us tonight on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Bucks win it 124-115 over the Chicago Bulls. Back on the floor on Saturday night against Malcolm Brogdon's new team in the Indiana Pacers. We'll talk about it with you after the game right here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show presented by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.